BFBS. Your stories. 20 Brigade.
Last year, units from the 20th Armoured Brigade completed hybrid foundation training, and they now become the first brigade to go through a new 9-month package of mission-specific training in preparation for a potential deployment to Afghanistan. SO3G7 Captain John Eyre is responsible for all training within the Brigade HQ and says the first stage of the MST is provided by the Operational Training Advisory Group. It involves all ranks briefings, a tactical commander's cadre, and a range of other individual courses.
Things like the patrol search awareness advisors course, the specialist weapons course where they learn to use some of the specialist weapon systems that we deploy out in theatre. That will then set them up to allow them to conduct their own cascade training, which they do themselves, and they'll do that over a period of anywhere between 4 to 10 weeks. Once we get into mid-March, we then start to look at the collective training and start to conduct training together as a battle group. And that'll take them all the way through until approximately June time, when they'll then start to do their final bits and parts of training, which are the live firing package, and then a final test exercise, which will just make sure that everybody is fully prepared for the rigours in theatre.
With the purpose-built training villages now available on the Senalaga training area, would this mean that soldiers won't be spending long periods training away from home?
Rather than troops going back to the UK, as you said, to conduct their training at LID, where the Operational Training Advisory Group is actually located, they can come out to us. What that means is a lot of the training that predominantly was used to be done back in the UK is now being done out in Germany. There are certain elements that will still have to be done back in the UK, notably the final test exercise and some of the confirmatory exercises. So yes, there is less time for the troops out of Germany, is the short answer.
For the majority of 20 Brigade, their last tour will have been to Iraq. So would the content of this package be something new to them?
That's absolutely right. I mean, the Brigade hasn't deployed to Afghanistan before. The Operational Training Advisory Group constantly send people out to theatre in order to look at what the current practices are out there and take those lessons that have been learned in theatre and then apply them to the training that the future brigades are going to do. What we're critically aware of in the headquarters is that this is a counterinsurgency operation. Therefore, the heart of a counterinsurgency operation are the population of the country that we're potentially deploying to. And for that reason, counterinsurgency specific training is laced throughout the MST progression. In particular, the staff of the brigade headquarters and the staff of the battle group headquarters will be conducting staff training weeks in which we get to grips with the principles of counterinsurgency and see how we can then employ them out in theatre.
Charlie Wildgoose reporting from Senalaga, Germany.
Tell us your stories. Email germany@bfbs.com. BFBS.